I think it's starting to wake up.
It was hard to tell against that sky, but it did look like there were tiny flecks of blue out on the ends of the smallest surviving twigs. The spike ain't conducting heat into the heartwood anymore, Fish said.
Sket,
he told the backs of a lot of pumping legs and flailing elbows. Smeds looked back just before he plunged into the woods, just as the tree cut loose with a wild, undirected discharge. The flash nearly blinded him. Ash flew in clouds. The pain and disappointment and sorrow of the tree touched him like a gentle, sad rain. He found tears streaking his face and guilt in his heart. Old Man Fish puffed into camp one step ahead of Tully, who was embarrassed because the old-timer had outrun him. Fish said, "We got a lot of daylight left. I suggest we get the hell on the road. Timmy, let me look at that hand." Smeds looked over Fish's shoulder. Timmy's hand looked awful. Fish didn't like the look of it either. He stared at it, grunted, frowned, studied it, grunted again. "Salve won't be good enough. I'm going to collect up some herbs for a poultice. Thing must have been hotter than I thought."
"Hurts like hell,"
Timmy said, eyes still watery. "Poultice will take care of that. Smits, when you get that spike out of the bucket, don't touch it. Dump it on that old blanket, then wrap it up. I don't think anybody ought to touch it."
"Why the hell not?"
Tully asked. "Because it burned Timmy better than it should have. Because it's a bad mojo thing, and maybe we shouldn't ought to take any chances." Smeds did it the way Fish said, after the old man went hunting his herbs. After he dumped the bucket, he moved the spike to a dry part of the blanket with a stick.
"Hey, Tully, check this. It's still hot even after it was in that water."
Passing his hand above it, he could feel the heat from a foot away. Tully tried it. He looked troubled.
"You better wrap it up good and tie it tight and put it right in the middle of your pack."
"Huh?" Tully didn't want to carry it himself. Didn't want it in his control every second. That was disturbing.
"You want to come give me a hand a while here?" Tully asked. "I can't never get this pack together by myself."
Smeds finished bundling the spike, went over. Knowing from his tone, Tully had something he wanted to whisper. As they stuffed and rolled and tied, Tully murmured,
"I decided not to do it on the way back. We're still gonna need them a while. We'll do it later, in the city sometime."
Smeds nodded, not saying he wasn't going to do it at all, and was going to try his damnedest to see that Fish and Timmy and he himself got fair shares of the payoff for the spike. He had a good idea what was going on inside Tully's head. Tully wasn't going to be satisfied with the big hit they'd made already. Tully was thinking Fish and Timmy made good mules. They could haul